The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Our military is essentially building an infrastructure that does not exist in order to facilitate the transport of personnel and equipment and supplies to deal with this deadly epidemic and disease.
The prez on Ebola, what we're doing with our people in West Africa. It's what we're not doing that frightens me. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Ebola, Ebola. It is the buzz in the backyard. We're also going to talk about the creepy cop killer, Eric Freen, who left a note where he said, got a shot and took it. He murdered in cold blood a Pennsylvania state trooper and seriously injured another. Since September 12th, as they have combed the woods of the Poconos, they have not been able to flush out this ambush suspect, this nightmare of a guy, and tempers are running high, needless to say, as they feel badly, many in blue, that they cannot seem to get a handle on him, but they did find the notes that he left in the Pennsylvania woods for them to read. It shows you what does he have in his blood, chilling his description of that ambush of the two police state troopers. Chilling as well, Ebola victim Thomas Duncan is dead. He passed away early on Wednesday morning in a Dallas hospital after 10 days in the hospital. For 6 days, he wasn't getting any drugs. Then he got some experimental drugs. We know the story of how he went into the hospital at first and was given some antibiotics and sent home. Now there's talk of a lawsuit. There's an investigation into how the hospital handled it. But in the meantime, moving forward, there is a possible new Ebola patient. And that Ebola patient went into a care facility not far from the hospital where Duncan was. He was one of the police officers who responded to the call to go to the apartment and secure the area where Duncan was living. They weren't told to wear any kind of hazmat material. They weren't given anything to wear. And he was perhaps exposed to Ebola. He wasn't feeling well, so he decided not to risk it. Went to the care facility. Quickly, they got him to the hospital. They're saying it's a very small, remote chance, no risk of Ebola for the Dallas deputy, is what health officials are saying now. At this point, they're testing him to make sure, because of the possible symptoms of the virus. The deputy is Sergeant Michael Monning, and he didn't have direct contact with Duncan, the guy who just died that we talked about. But he was in the place where he touched the doorknobs and the sheets and all that kind of stuff. He was in that apartment where Duncan had been staying. And, of course, he had contact with family members. He was a first responder, and he was there about 30 minutes in the apartment. And with that situation happening and not feeling well, he did not want to be sorry. So he decided it was safer to be admitted to the emergency room at Texas Health Presbyterian where Duncan was after the possible exposure to the Ebola virus. So the tests are continuing on him. They should know something in the next day or two. By the way, from the CDC, the top doctor there, Tom Frieden, says that the patient does not have either definite contact with Ebola or definite symptoms of Ebola, because everybody is asking about this. He just did not feel well and felt that it was odd, so did not want to take the chance with everything that has happened. Now, the numbers, people are running all over the place to try to figure out, well, how deadly is this? How many people have died from Ebola? To date, the world's largest outbreak of Ebola, has killed 3,400 people in that we know of in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. They're the hardest hit. Since March, now this isn't that long ago, since March, 7,400 people have gotten Ebola in those nations. So some of them survived that. A handful of cases have also been reported in Nigeria and Senegal, and the CDC says infections could probably reach 1.4 million in 4 months. And the United Nations, in the meantime, is saying that one of its medical people in Liberia contracted Ebola and was being treated there. An international worker, they didn't name who it was, but he's the second person from a UN mission in Liberia to be infected with the virus. The first died on September 25th. Thomas Duncan, who I mentioned right from the get-go, was the first person diagnosed with Ebola in the United States, and he had been on a ventilator and dialysis for failing kidneys. He got the experimental medicine a week after he was in the hospital. You know, that was a longer wait than with the other four Ebola patients who were treated in the United States had to wait. So the others are Americans. Duncan is Liberian. The NBC cameraman, they say, is reasonably stable, but a doctor in Nebraska says it's too early to tell if he's out of the woods. He got infected in Liberia. He was airlifted to Omaha for treatment on Sunday, and he's getting an experimental drug. I just know, and I can, it's almost like he had just stepped before the microphones. Do you remember the look in the eyes of Dr. Kent Brantley, who survived Ebola, who's donated his blood to that cameraman, by the way, because it might have, they think, life-saving antibodies. And I just remember him saying how it was like walking through hell and back, what he would imagine hell would be like, and that those doctors really saved his life. About 150 people a day are arriving in the United States after having traveled from West African nations, the ones I mentioned. So now when they come in, they're going to get their temperatures taken. They're going to answer questions about whether they've been exposed to anyone with Ebola. They're ramping that up and unrolling it starting this weekend and into the beginning of next week. The usual places you would think, JFK, Newark, they're going to do this. They're going to take the people aside. They're going to also do this in Atlanta as a precautionary thing. In Washington, D.C., because they're worried about Washington as well, and also in Chicago, they're going to pull people aside because these are the areas that they're coming into. So if this is where the airports are checking, they're checking because this is where most of those people would come in and then ultimately go on their way to whatever the final destination was. Remember, that's what happened with Thomas Duncan. He came into Dulles in Washington, D.C., and that's where he made the connecting flight to Dallas. Coming up next here on America Tonight, the bad boys in the NFL. Talk about your water cooler buzz. That's simmered down a little bit, but Adrian Peterson was in court answering charges of child abuse. That story next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tonight. Don't forget, coming up on our next show, for any of you who want to check out a movie, there's a couple of good ones. One called Addicted, one that's a kid movie that looks really, I have to say, it looks really good, called Alexander, the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, and Dracula Untold. If you like that sort of thing, Dracula. That can go one of two ways. That's either going to be really scary or really dumb, huh? Either way. So we're mixing it up and talking about a couple of different things here, as per usual, on America Tonight. We're going to get to Adrian Peterson's saga in court in a few. But first, let's go to Creme de la Creme. Hello, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. You, Kate?
Excellent. Thank you.
Of course, you're there with one parasite. If we can only fix the parasites in D.C.
There you go.
I've been
Listen, you can. Midterm elections.
Well, I don't know. There's still a lot of parasitic disease out there. You know, I mean, that tell you they're one thing and they're actually another. You know what I'm saying. You know, they're all new world order. They want to change everything.
Yeah.
There's very few that actually want to stand up for old virtues that created this great country. But it is depressing because I've been doing a lot of research, and for the life of me, when diphtheria broke out, they talk about, you know, quarantine. They did it in Haiti after the, you know, giant earthquake. I just don't understand where our thinking is. I really don't, Kate.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. It is frustrating. It's a very odd time in our history. It is hard to pinpoint, and Washington isn't doing much to instill confidence. I agree.
Well, that, you know, I mean, basically this Ebola is a parasite. It's just like a flea or tapeworm or anything else, except it's, you know, below microscope structure. You know, bacteria is above microscope. And you go way back into the Greek days, they had an old saying. They said, great fleas had little fleas, and on their backs to bite them. And then little fleas had lesser fleas, and so ad infinitum. So, you know, even, you know, D.C. being such, the politicians being parasitic themselves, they don't understand they got parasites on them. They're going to destroy them. They're only destroying themselves, as the old saying goes.
Yeah. You know, poison, isn't that the truth?
I don't know their thinking, you know. It's just like the first guy they brought into Atlanta, everybody else should have been brought in there by the CDC. That should have been one control point.
Sure, and one place.
Yeah, and then they said, well, we have this new vaccine. Well, don't tell me that, because I know if you got a vaccine for the general public, the president has one, the vice president has one, Congress has, you know, in case of an emergency, that vaccine's available for them, because we don't want to lose our system of government. They want to call themselves the government, but they're a system. They're not the government. We, the people, are the government.
Yeah. Good thing to remind people, and that's why I always say this, Grim Delegram, it's power to the people. You have to exercise that power, especially in the local elections, state elections, or for Congress. You do have some sway if more people would vote.
Oh, yeah. That's the other sad thing. 30%.
Yeah.
30%.
Too low.
Way too low. Out of 300 million, 30%.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're listening, America, seriously, get up and vote. You can, I mean, look, for goodness sake, you could have done the absentee ballot thing. There's always ways to vote. So the excuse of I don't have time, I can't get down there, most places make it available to you, so there's easy ways to go and vote. Easy.
And there's your neighbor will take it.
Absolutely. I mean, seriously.
Good people taking care of good people. That's the answer to everything.
Boy, isn't that the truth? I'm glad that you said that. Grim Delegram, thank you for that call. You're right. Good people taking care of good people. Lend your neighbor a hand, for goodness sake. And if they need a ride to go and vote, then just take them to go and vote. I mean, more people should vote. It should be a privilege. You should think that exactly what he just said there, that it's we the people. I mean, it's our government. We are paying for the people who are representing them. We've turned it into like a little fiefdom, and I think that's the problem. You have people who serve and serve and serve, and they should have term limits. Term limits, I think, would end some of the problem there. All right, Adrian Peterson. This is just the craziest story. Crazy in the sense that a lot of people weigh in a lot of different directions, I got to tell you. So the Vikings running back tentatively is going to go to trial on December 1st. He wanted it fast-tracked. He's going on a felony child abuse charge, but they're saying it could even be pushed back if a Texas judge recuses himself for calling attorneys media whores. Because that's one of the things that happened. So that may change the date, even though he wanted this to happen faster. Until the trial is finished, Peterson is going to be barred from having contact with the son involved in the case, but the judge set no parameters for Peterson's contact with his other kids. And Peterson, who was in court with his wife and other family members and a legal team, was in court during the brief hearing. One of his attorneys is very well known, Rusty Hardin, and the Montgomery County District Attorney, because this is happening in Conroe, Texas, Brett Legion, engaged in a wild conversation for about 30 minutes before they went to the bench. So there was crazy things, I think, happening in the gallery, which prompted what was going on with the judge and what he said. It's not really clear when Peterson's going to enter a plea, but we'll see what happens with this whole recusal thing. And I think you're not going to see him this year. You got to remember, he signed a 7-year contract worth more than $100 million, and he's certainly considered one of the NFL's best running backs. But after whipping, accusations that he whipped his 4-year-old son with a switch, you know, or a tree branch, that's what started this whole thing. What's interesting is, and so some people are weighing in saying, listen, this is what happened to me when I was a kid, but he drew blood. The pictures show blood on the kid at 4 years old. So, sorry, I can't condone that and say, well, my pappy took the switch. My husband said that his father, they used to do that. They used to go out and select it. But I guarantee, I know his grandmother, there is no way that they were bloodied up at 4 years old. So I'm saying if these pictures are accurate, it'll be interesting to see how this court, what happens in this court and what they show, and I think all the testimony and all that kind of stuff. So the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, told reporters in New York after a lengthy meeting on Wednesday with the league's 32 team owners that administering punishment to a player who's waiting for his legal case to move forward after an arrest can be complex. Here's the balance of Goodell.
It's my job, obviously, to admit mistakes, but more importantly, it's my job to go and figure out how we're not going to have those mistakes occur again. We're obviously trying to focus on our policies, our education, what we can do to prevent it from happening, and when it happens, deal with it so that it's clear the consequences. And this is unacceptable behavior. There was a great deal of focus, too, on what support services we can provide to the family, particularly in the cases, obviously, of domestic violence, to the victim, to children, if that's appropriate, and to the perpetrator himself or herself.
All right, so the commissioner reiterating the whole domestic violence and the league's discipline for violators and all that kind of stuff. But this was the first really big meeting with all of the owners after what's gone on the last really 3 or 4 months. It's been wild. Peterson, by the way, these photos that allegedly show his son's leg covered in marks and where it appeared that he broke the skin, you know, remember that's when he turned himself in and then was released on bond. And according to Texas law, somebody sent me a link to this, people can be convicted of injury to a child if they cause bodily or mental injury intentionally, knowingly, recklessly, or with criminal negligence, or cause harm by omission. Coming up next, Jason Matera goes off on what he calls crapitalism.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
To button and elected him to office and up. He pushed a button and the drop fell down. You pushed a button and can watch it on the television. Those were the f***ers, it lasts too long. I'm sick of hearing about the haves and the have-nots. Have some personal accountability. The biggest problem is the way that we've been doing things. If the more we let you have, the less that I'll be keeping for me.
I have a feeling you are going to love our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. He is singing my tune, let me tell you. Jason Matera, New York Times best-selling author, and they like to call him ambush journalist. I just call him a good journalist. And he has a big target, one that many of you complain about, and it's liberals like Al Gore, Carlos Slim, richest man in Mexico, Harry Reid, and a whole bunch of others, and he's got a book out called Crapitalism, Liberals Who Make Millions Swiping Your Tax Dollars. I love that title. Hey, Jason, thanks for hanging with us.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, Kate.
So when you decided you were going to do this book, what did you do for research? Did you just sit down and make a list of names and then started to dig up what you would find behind the curtain?
Well, I wanted to get individuals that people would recognize and also people that they weren't familiar with but that were at the heart of cronyism and flying under the radar of capitalism and trying to leverage their connections in order to fleece taxpayers. So, you know, there are some people that your listeners will certainly recognize, of course, Al Gore, George Soros, Warren Buffett. But then there are people that they wouldn't think were in the capitalism category, and that is individuals like Jay-Z, maybe some sports owners like the ones, the guy Mike Ilitch, who owns the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers, and the owner of the Minnesota Vikings, Iggy Wolf. And so I want to get a wide variety of individuals who represent many different industries, but they all have the same common thread, and that is they are leveraging their power either to pick taxpayers' pockets or they're living large on the taxpayer dime, especially those cronies who not only make government work for them, but they work in government. People like Maxine Waters and Greg Meeks and some others who really wouldn't be rich today if it weren't for their status as a member of Congress.
Yeah, tell us about like Jay-Z and going down that path. Is it because of all the tax loopholes that they can take advantage of, people like Jay-Z?
Well, it's not just tax loopholes. Jay-Z was the front man of for bringing a sports team over to Brooklyn, New York, and he partnered with a real estate developer, and he essentially was the big advocate for confiscating private property and kicking people out of their apartments and having businesses relocate without being forced to via eminent domain to bring an arena to downtown Brooklyn, but it, also to have taxpayers foot the bill of this arena to the tune of $750 million. And there Jay-Z was from the very beginning. And after essentially the construction started and people started to ask more questions like, where are the jobs that you promised us and the economic development and things like that? Jay-Z was bragging how he made millions off of this deal. Meanwhile, you had New Yorkers kicked out of their apartment, being forced to relocate their business, all for some real estate developer worth hundreds of millions of dollars can have his luxury apartments and stadium in downtown Brooklyn. That is capitalism. It is using the government to either mandate you a new customer if you're a business, snuff out the competition, or in the case of Jay-Z, just confiscate things that aren't yours.
Yeah. With Al Gore, is that because of the whole going green thing and kind of the ruse of what he's been able to use it for to line his pockets?
Well, yes. Al Gore, when he left office, was worth only $2 million. Today, he's worth over $200 million, and the New York Times even says he's slated to become the first carbon billionaire, meaning someone who has got to $1 billion net worth off of being a green energy proponent. You know, it's one thing to go ahead and claim that we're on the precipice of global warming Armageddon and we need to curb our carbon footprint. It's another thing to do that and then tell people they need to invest in technologies or tell the government they need to invest in technologies with taxpayer money, technologies that, oh, coincidentally, you just happen to be invested in. And it turns out that 14 green tech companies, Gore-backed, received a staggering $2.5 billion of taxpayer money. And so Gore is hawking a problem, and the solution is to essentially feed his bank account. He needs to be called on this hypocrisy, called on these phony lies. And, you know, unfortunately, he's just one of many cronies who are out there looking for every trick in the book to rig the government in their favor and leave taxpayers holding the bill.
Yeah, I love going through the names, and of course this is all in your book, but George Soros, his name comes up a lot on this show where people will call up and say, yeah, it ties back to Soros. He tries to be the undercover guy, but it's easy to follow his trail, isn't it?
Well, it is, because he's funded nearly every left-wing cause over the last three decades. In fact, he's given close to $8 billion, $8 billion to advance to the left-wing agenda, and yet we rarely hear him in the same breath mentioned as we do the Koch brothers. But he should be. And not only does he want to advocate big government, but big government has been very profitable. And similar to Al Gore, he was he was a big proponent in infrastructure spending when Obama took office, and stimulus spending, and coaching, and advocating all these different government investment projects. Well, it just so happens that his investment portfolio was matching many of the programs that had stimulus money funneled to. Now, that can just be a coincidence, Kate, right? You know, George Soros is advocating for a big, massive stimulus to certain sectors, and before the money is doled out, he increases his investment portfolio or adds to the holdings altogether, and he makes a lot of money. It could all be a coincidence, but usually these coincidences are just too good, and they pile up so fast, and it really doesn't pass the smell test to the average American who doesn't have the same type of political access.
Yeah, well said. You know, I said this when I was reading off a couple of the names when we introduced you, but Carlos Slim, you know, you think of what happens in Mexico, isn't it? Just perfect. Go fly over our borders, no problem. But in Mexico, if you've ever been there, and I've been to so many places in Mexico, Jason, that I'll tell you, it's the haves and the have-nots, period. And yeah, the haves don't care about the have-nots. Let them go to America because they don't really help their own people that much. And Carlos Slim, I think, is guilty of that, too.
Oh, yeah, he runs a monopoly, essentially, in the telecom industry in Mexico, and it decreases the standard of living for Mexicans who pay much higher premium service for a shoddier product when it comes to both internet, wireless, and landline telecom use. But, you know, it's in Mexico. There's not much we can do about it from here. However, he does benefit off of American poverty as well. He's one of the big providers of the Lifeline program, which essentially gives free cell phone access and text messaging services to those who are below the poverty line. And his company, SafeLink, is tailored towards those poor individuals in America. And for every phone they hand out, they get money from the federal government. The thing is that the program is loaded with waste, fraud, abuse, and even Carlos Slim's company has been socked with fines by the FCC because they are hiring or they're giving out phones to ineligible users so that they can make more money. And they have even lobbied against reforms that would rein in the program. So there is someone who is not an American citizen, but certainly hires American citizens to run his SafeLink program, and they donate to the right political causes to keep this welfare program that we're paying for. We just have to look at the universal service tax on our cell phone every month, and that's to pay for that money is going to one of the richest men in the world, probably I think the second or third richest man alive today.
Yeah. We went through a bunch of these, Jace, but to you, who was the number one offender? Who offended you the most? And that there's a lot of names, but if you had to boil it down and pick one, and you were making, you know, starting at the top of the list, who would it be?
Well, there's a congressman called Greg Meeks. Again, he may not be a household name, but this is an individual who lives like a fat cat on the government dime. He parties at the Super Bowl with campaign funds. He travels across the Caribbean, supposedly holding campaign fundraisers. He has a charity for Katrina funds that he's being investigated still currently to this day because all the money that was supposedly raised for victims can't be accounted for. People think it went to his pocket, and he's been under so many investigations for corruption charges and yet continues to get reelected. He is probably the poster child of corruption in Congress, and rarely do we have a peep from the mainstream media about why this person is allowed to be in Congress with his long history of very, very questionable ethical behavior. So I think he was, I mean, it always makes me sick to my stomach after when I was researching and writing that chapter and editing that chapter, because the guy is just the poster child for corruption in politics.
All right. Well said, Jason Matera. Pick up the book, Crapitalism, Liberals Who Make Millions Swiping Your Tax Dollars. You can get it on Amazon, anywhere where books are sold. Jace, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Ferrari and Jaguar switching full lanes on top down, screaming out money
in a thing. Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the ring. Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time once again to invite Nathan Reeder into the lion's den for one of my favorite segments, when we take a look at all kinds of crazy stories that are happening that we might not have even scraped across here in this hour of America tonight, with this version of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
I like that bingo at the end. It's very cool.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Nathan?
I'm very good, Kate. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking. Are you ready to roll?
Yes, I love rolling.
All right, here's our first one. A little under the wire. But how about this? The mother of American hostage Abdul Rahman Kassig sent a tweet directed to the leader of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, trying to find out about her son's fate. Oh, it's so sad when you see, pictures of it. He is her only child. So she said, I am trying to get in touch with the Islamic State about my son's fate. That's what the tweet said. She had a photograph, of him. She said, I'm an old woman, and he's my only kid. My husband and I are on our own with no help from the government. We would like to talk to you. How can we reach you? Wow. Oh, man, that just gets you. So, fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
It's a little fruits and nuts that someone actually tried to talk to this entity like it was, you know, part of the rest of humans.
Right.
So I that's all I can do. I'm going with fruits and nuts.
Yeah, I think a little
bingo, but it's fruits and nuts.
It's a little fruits and nuts. Here's the thing. This guy is 26 years old. He had finished a tour in the Middle East as a U.S. Army Ranger. He was stationed in Iraq. He said he felt compelled to go back, the son, to the area to help Syrians caught in the conflict that had killed, 200,000 people have died in that civil war in Syria. So that's why he did it. He felt, he was there, he was serving, and he felt, overwhelmed that he needed to go back, period, and that was it. So that's what he was doing there in the first place, and then lo and behold, what happens, of course, he gets kidnapped. So the parents, of course, are freaked out, and, how do you get in touch with a terrorist, especially those guys, like you said, the men in black, they don't pull any punches, and I'm sure they could care less if someone's trying to get a hold of them or not, or whatever, the scoop was. All right, how about this? Pot-infused soda bottles apparently exploded in a store. So they were removed from three marijuana shops. They were, as you would expect, in Bellingham, Washington. And there was like 330 bottles of this new soda. They were excited to promote it, and it's called Legal. They sold 10 bottles of Legal, and it's got sparkling pomegranate that's in it, too. And when employees opened up the shop the following day, they found the mess of broken bottles and shards of glass throughout the store. During the night, the bottles began to self-destruct. The employees didn't think anything was dangerous until they heard and saw bottles, randomly exploding. Fruits and nuts, bingo or shred it.
Shred it. Like I usually talk about waiting to get the new whatever new device is. You gotta break that stuff in. So, yep, a few bottles got broken. I bet they'll make a better formula later.
Yeah, because, here's the thing. When you're messing around with soda, it's carbonated drink. And you gotta think of pounds per inch in a bottle and how much they can handle. So, he said they pressure tested it. But they're going off like a bomb. They're like a bomb box because they just go off randomly during the day. How about the people who bought them and have no idea and they took them home just randomly and they could explode?
Who's the next band that's going to make a video with exploding drinks in it?
In the background. It'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
Perfect. What's the name? What's the name of the product? Do you know?
It's called Legal.
Oh, yeah. Legal. Okay.
Legal. Legal might explode on you, but then again, it was crazy how many of them, how many of them went off.
Well, that sounds like the legal system.
Bam. Ba-dum-bam. Bam. Bam. That's an explosion, definitely.
Uh-oh.
All right, how about this? The consensual sex app called Good to Go. This was actually out there, and finally, I guess, Apple realized that there were people upset about this and they pulled it, but it was out there and it promoted or prompted people considering sex to go on record with both their willingness and their sobriety level, I suppose, in this whole thing. The app was in response to a bill that Governor Brown signed making California the first state to require affirmation, conscious and voluntarily agreed to engage in sexual activity. So that's what that was, Good to Go. Like it's sort of a joke in a way on college campuses to say, okay, I'm consenting. And then as soon as Apple realized what was happening, it was on their online store, they realized, oh, no, we got to remove it.
So wait, Tinder and Grindr are of their own accord. Aren't they applications that you can probably get through
They say the site is shut down, though. So, I don't know. They'd have to get them a different way, I suppose. Apple won't allow the application.
Well, not that one, but I mean, like, applications like Grindr,
oh, the other ones.
Grindr
okay.
or Tinder yeah. or, I mean, even, like, what? Why is it different than a dating site if it's consensual? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't either, except for that, the sensitivity because of the California bill. Because some people were complaining about it, so I think that's probably why. So Apple, they want to play nice. You know, they're all political because they want to be rubber stamped in everything they do business-wise in California. So that's what I'm assuming.
Just too hipster sarcastic for them?
Yeah, too sarcastic, you hipsters. All right, it's crazy. What do you think, fruits and nuts?
No, it's a lot more bland than that. I'm just, get it out of here. Shred it.
Yeah, just shred it. Just shred it. All right, how about this one? How would you like to be swarmed, folks, by 800,000 bees? That is a frightening story. Do you know that really happened? And sadly, in all seriousness, if these are Africanized bees, and it killed someone and critically injured another during an attack in southern Arizona. The aggressive bees came from a colony of those 800,000 bees in a 3-by-8-foot nest in an attic.
Ugh.
How would you know that? All these people were doing, it's so depressing. They were yard workers. They were working on this yard. They were cutting grass and weeding for a 90-year-old homeowner who wasn't stung.
Wow.
That's a wow. It's shocking.
You know, I was out in the yard not doing gardening but throwing crab apples at each other and you know, with my friends. And we quickly learned that, yes, you don't know that bees are there until they come out very quickly and attack you. It happens. But it brings up bad memories. Yeah, I would not want that to happen. No.
No,
bingo.
Bingo, yeah.
Bingo!
Yeah, scary, frightening. And they said they don't know what caused the attack or even how many were involved, but they say it wasn't clear if the person who owned the house knew about the massive hive. They couldn't have. They think it's been accumulating for 10 years in the attic. I think they were 90 years old. They didn't know that. And the heavy nest filled a 55-gallon drum after the extermination. They had to have firemen in protective bee suits there.
Ugh, whoa,
I know.
Whoa,
it's frightening.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's scary. I think, when I heard that story, I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, that is frightening. And I don't think about it either. You're right about the whole bee thing until something happens. And that's happened with me where all of a sudden bees are around, not with crab apples, but you don't realize that they're right there in the background. All right, an interesting fruits and nuts bingo and shredded. Thank you so much, Nathan Reeder.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.